Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to The Buzz Insurance. For quicker, easier car insurance quotes, thebuzzinsurance.com.au.
Yes, welcome back. And of course, one of our most popular segments each week, Roger Montgomery talking the stock market, rogermontgomery.com. And also you can get his book, which is, of course,
Valuable. You have to go to the website.
You have to go to the website now to get it because you've sold out all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah, correct.
Good on you, Roger. Well done. That's fantastic. We've got lots to talk about because the market certainly has come off the boil. There's no doubt. And certainly like mushrooms popping up in spring, you generally should start to see some of these things that have got reasonable valuations also start to pop their heads above the parapet. I just wonder whether it's happening. Let's first up go and have a chat to Tony in Williamstown who's rung on. Anybody else? 131-873 is the number. You can have a chat to Roger. Want to know what stocks you should have or what you should dump in your portfolio? Tony, g'day. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good evening, Ross. Thanks for taking the call.
Quite okay.
Pleasure, Tony.
A question for Roger, please. Hi, Roger.
G'day.
I'm just trying to rebuild a share portfolio out of being pretty much wiped out in the GFC, which is an acronym for which I could have another few words, but not on radio.
Yes. One of them would be God. No, maybe not.
Let's not go there, Ross.
No, okay. Let's not.
Roger, look, I subscribe to a newsletter that you write for.
Yes.
And actually, my specific question to you is, I've got your portfolio on that, and I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm only a small investor starting again.
Sure.
But I want to know, is it okay, do you think, to buy those stocks in your portfolio as they are now, as they're priced now? Because I know you always talk about value.
Yes.
Or do I have to wait for signals to when to buy them? You know, look, I've got a long-term view, 10 years. Can you give me some comments on that?
Yeah, I can. There's two views. They're both valid. One is that you buy great quality businesses, and in that portfolio, we're running multiple portfolios. So one is you buy great quality businesses, don't worry too much about the price. And if you buy terrific quality businesses, you're bound to outperform the index because the index has got some garbage in it as well, and we're just simply removing that. My view is that you lower the risk by buying great quality businesses only when they're cheaper than their intrinsic value. So if you want to sleep well at night, then you need to buy, one, great quality businesses, but also when they're cheap. And as you know from looking at that portfolio, some of those stocks aren't cheap anymore. Despite the fact we've had a decline in the market, they're still not cheap. So I would think that you'd be patient and you wait for those great quality businesses to be lower than their intrinsic value.
But Roger, how do we know that? I mean, how do we know when they're cheaper in your models?
Well, one of the ways to do it, obviously, is to call Ross's program when I'm on, and I can tell you what the intrinsic values of some of these things are. In the newsletter that you're talking about, those valuations are given there, so you can see whether they're cheaper or expensive as well.
Okay.
And that's the way to do it, Tony. But it's one of the hard things because the real difficulty is if you buy something below its intrinsic value, Roger, but the market really does tank, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to go up above its intrinsic value in the short term.
Eventually it will. If you buy great quality businesses, the intrinsic value rises at a good clip. That's part of the definition of a
good quality
business.
Are you suggesting, however, once it's under its intrinsic value, you can buy it all the way down?
Yeah, you keep buying
it. And even all the way back up again
if you need
to.
That's exactly right. Now, Tony, I don't know if you've bought and I don't want to plug the book, Ross. And sorry
I already did.
That,
don't worry. Yeah, that's
so
right.
So have you got the book? Because there's a calculation for how to calculate intrinsic value for all those companies. There's a table that shows you how to do that in the book.
No, I don't have, Roger, but I'm just so time poor that I'm trying to just rely on what you're telling me.
Well, you can save a bit of time. You can save a bit of time. Just read chapter 11, and it's got all the calculations that you need to do in there. It's very simple. Yeah.
Okay. So, but it's one of these things about valuing business, and it's actually stopping looking at the stock market as literally a lottery where you're actually trying to throw your numbers up against the wall. It's really trying to actually be a little bit more strategic in terms of looking at them as businesses, which I think is the way people should look at the stock market as well. By the way, Tony, I've actually had a little think about this, and I've worked out that the GFC was a giant calamity, and you can... And you can fill in the middle word as to however you want to, Tony. I think that might be the best way.
Right,
but the other two, the G and the C, are definitely giant calamity.
You're a legend, Ross. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Tony. No
Thanks,
problems
Tony.
At all. Anybody else want to give us a call? 131-873. Certainly I want to have a chat to Roger about this. And we're going to take another quick break and then come back with more of Money News after that. Welcome back to Money News. Let's go and have a quick chat with whoever's on line four, doesn't want to give us a name. And I've got my finger right over the button. Hello there. How are you? Hello there? Oh, it's you.
Me. How are you, Ross?
Oh, g'day, Murray. Ross, how are you?
All right. I just thought I'd tell you the real meaning of the GFC.
Go for your life. I'm holding my breath.
Grab the button.
The first word is government.
Yes.
And the third word is country. You can fill in the middle word yourself.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. That was nice.
He refrained.
That's good. It's always good to be a little circumspect in these matters. That's all good. Now, Roger, I've got to ask you one small question. I want to do two things very quickly, but we've got time. First up, I want to actually go to Robert Peston, who is the BBC's business editor. I mentioned this earlier. And he's got a report right now, just come in the last few minutes, about why the National Australia Bank is the only credible bidder for Lloyd's 600 branches and its 3 million to 6 million customers in the UK. That would be a big step for the National Australia Bank to go and take that on.
Yeah, I'd like to see the price that they pay. Mm. That's ultimately... Look, big companies have done very badly in Australia from paying too much for overseas entities.
No doubt. But a lot of investors have wanted them to walk away from the UK for quite a long time because they believe they just don't have the scale to be competitive in that marketplace. And so they actually get wedged effectively.
Yeah, that's
right. This would be a universal lockstep for it because a lot of people before the global financial crisis indicated that they really should have gone and bought out which one was it? It was... Ooh, my mind's gone blank for 2 seconds. But one of the banks. It wasn't Alliance and Leicester. It was the other one.
Sorry to cut across you there, Ross. If I was given the choice of investing in a bank that was expanding in Asia or a bank that was expanding in the UK and Europe, I'd go for Asia every time.
Which is the ANZ.
Yeah, correct.
So, and that's interesting.
So at the moment... given I think about the prospects for Asia and the prospects for the Western world, I'd go for the ANZ.
And it would depend on price as well, every time.
Absolutely.
But can I just ask a question? Market is starting to ease back down. There are concerns about China slowing.
Can we just take a few plaudits for saying that there wasn't a lot of value? You know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, we were saying market looks expensive. I can't find many things that are cheap.
Yeah, that's
usually
right.
Means the market's not going to keep going.
Does that mean that was a signal to sell at that time?
Well, usually it means if you can't find many good quality businesses to buy, well, what's going to push the market higher?
Actually, that's one we'll do next week. Yeah. I want to do the signals to sell because that's one thing. See,
well,
I find
that.
Them
when
okay. I find even with myself, I'm okay at picking buys.
Sure.
I'm terrible at picking when to sell.
Well,
that's an interesting thing as to whether you should even bother. A lot of people don't even bother selling. They just hold on.
No, what the selling... that's right. What the selling has done is it's brought some good companies close to value.
So what I want, before we go, we've got about a minute and a half to work it out.
Sure.
I want about 4 or 5 stocks that we should at least watch.
Yeah,
that
these
are close
to
these
to
intrinsic
buy.
Value. These aren't things to buy, we're telling people.
What's interesting, very quickly, let's think about the right question to ask your stockbroker is not where should I invest at the moment or where's good.
Yes.
The right question is where's the most miserable at the moment? That's where you're going
to
find
the best value. When it's miserable, when it's nasty, it's a good time.
So here's a couple of companies that are getting close to intrinsic value, and they're in the retail space at the moment. Retail is copying it from all sides.
Correct.
Low credit growth, lower margins, intense competition
from
online.
But you still believe in retail because of those, sort of earnings and all those types of things.
Yeah, exactly.
So these are not buy signals yet, but they're close.
No. Oriton is looking close.
You like Oriton.
JB Hi-Fi.
You love JB Hi-Fi.
Even Harvey Norman is looking close to its intrinsic value. I think its growth prospects are pretty much past.
Yes.
Here's a business that's just had a downgrade, which I think is a really easy business to understand. It's a company called Customers. It's in the ATM space. Just had a downgrade. They may have some more. There's some risk to the business, but it's the closest it's ever been in its life to intrinsic value.
Right.
The Commonwealth Bank looks cheap at the moment. It doesn't look cheap. It's getting closer to its intrinsic value at the moment. And here's a business that I like because it's involved in infrastructure in Queensland. It's called Seymour Whyte, and it's getting close to its intrinsic value.
So these are not things that people necessarily should go out and fill their boots in, but they're things that they should watch.
No, watch them.
And because if they keep on falling even further,
that'd be
then you have a crack. Well, there you go. There you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stocks tonight from Roger. And people should actually just watch. Watch and see what the market does and watch the mood. Can I just say, Roger, as always, appreciate your time here on Money News.
Nice
Roger Montgomery, of course, from rogermontgomery.com.